There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The state of Ohio set an example this week that if you Zoom bomb religious services online, then you will receive a jail sentence and a hefty fine. And now the state of Victoria, Australia, is warning Victorians that anyone publicly displaying the Nazi swastika as from December the 29th can face both a $22,000 fine and a prison sentence. This new legislation was prompted by a recently displayed swastika at Central Gardens Park in Hawthorne with the words, "Kanye is right," along with the rise of anti-Semitic incidents in the country. The new law was also subject to consultation and agreements going forward with the Jewish Community Council of Victoria, along with representatives from the Victorian Hindu, Buddhist and Jain communities, considering that part of their religious practices includes the use of the cultural swastika shape, which looks different to the Nazi Hatzenkreuz. Reconstructionist Judaism, a Jewish movement which recognizes Judaism as a progressively evolving civilization rather than a religion, has endorsed reparations for African Americans, along with a resolution calling for ongoing learning, deep reflection and repentance. Rabbi Micha Guren-Weiss, Assistant Director for Thriving Communities Social Justice at Reconstructing Judaism, says that as a uniquely positioned religious movement, the aim of this resolution is to establish a moral ground on reparations, an initiative also emphasized by Rabbi Sandra Lawson, who is African American and also the movement's Director of Racial Diversity and Equity, who points out how the movement deals with the fact that it contains people in diverse communities whose families have been harmed and continue to be harmed. The resolution also encourages the movement's congregations to become involved in learning about systems of ongoing oppression and structural racism. Amazon Canada has come under fire from B'nai B'rith Canada after discovering books promoting anti-Zionist conspiracy theories and grotesque pictures featuring bodies in Nazi concentration camps, which are now for sale on the platform. In a statement, B'nai B'rith condemned Amazon Canada for displaying such hateful and appalling items during this festive season, which shows Holocaust-themed prints, Jewish ritual items depicted as beachwear, and wall stickers, canvas prints, and posters featuring images of murdered concentration camp victims and the Auschwitz death camp. The organization added that Amazon is also promoting the sale of anti-Semitic and anti-Zionist publications, and that one of them implies that Zionists have sought and are seeking to unduly influence global affairs. B'nai B'rith Canada CEO Michael Mostain says that as this is a profitable time of the year, Amazon Canada should refrain from gaining profits on such a basis, adding that it is exercising poor judgment regarding what it allows on its website and has called on Amazon Canada to deal with the matter urgently. I can't wait to celebrate Israel's 75th anniversary. Well, during an annual Hanukkah celebration held at 10 Downing Street, the United Kingdom's Prime Minister declared this whilst lighting the central candle of the menorah along with Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis and welcomed members of the Jewish community. Speaking at the event, Rishi Sunak related to all how as a Hindu he identifies closely with Hanukkah like Diwali, which are both based on the celebration of lights which triumphs good over evil. He also acknowledged that it has been challenging for the United Kingdom's Jewish community in recent years and assured them that together the scourge of anti-Semitism can be eradicated. And Jewish mom Pink takes on neo-Nazis in a new video. The Jewish mother of two has just released a song and video titled Irrelevant, which targets discrimination, hate, racism, sexism, and anti-Semitism, which has been applauded and at the same time vilified by those against the theme to the song. The video features shots of Hitler's speeches and Nazi marches combining with Ku Klux Klan marches. In addition to engaging neo-Nazis in the video, she also highlights school shootings showing actual incidents and victims' memorials. Pink hopes that the video will encourage others to voice out at such activities, and all proceeds of Irrelevant will go towards a national nonpartisan voting initiative created by former United States First Lady Michelle Obama called When We All Vote, whose aim is to increase communities' participation in the democratic process through education and voter registration. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.